Coverage of the Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac Race continues with Caleb Gordon on WPHM.
We're in downtown Port Huron. Blue Water Fest going on tonight. It's the boat nights. Lots of activities happening here downtown. Run through the list here just briefly. Food downtown. They have the Taste of Port Huron. You can go down there, sample all the different foods that Mike Taylor's restaurants and other downtown restaurants are offering up. There's that silent disco going on downtown too. Go check that out. Why are all these people dancing, but there's no music? Well, it's a silent disco. You might want to take a look at that. I know there's a kids zone taking place over by Cavus Grill over towards the Yacht Club. Here in the West Quay Street lot, music on stage right now, and they'll have music all through the night here in the West Quay Street. And one of the things that we're really proud about is our Boats and Boots concerts. Sister station WSAQ is putting on a country music concert. They had one last night with Craig Morgan. Tonight it's Phil Vassar. He'll take the stage around 7:30 in the South McMorran lot. Tickets are still on sale tonight. They cost $20 to get in there, or $50 for the VIP pass to get you up close and personal. And that's Phil Vassar tonight in the on the Q Country stage in the McMorran lot. But let us not forget the reason why all of us are here, and that is the Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac Race. One of the racers joining us right now, it's Grant Moore. Hey, Grant.
How we doing?
Doing wonderful. As I've been saying, it's a beautiful day to be in downtown Port Huron.
It's always a beautiful day in downtown Port Huron.
You said you were setting up some stuff with the race committee here?
Yeah, I was helping my dad out. He's running the Bell's tent there with the for Bayview there down the river by River Street Marina. So we were giving them a hand, and looking forward to being down at the Port Huron Yacht Club for boat night tonight.
So the Bell's Oasis tent is located over near the campus SE4, kind of by the central fire station there. You can't miss it because there's two inflatable beer bottles. There's some music going on there tonight, and obviously a wide variety of Bell's beer. We talked to a representative from Bell's earlier today, Amy Richards from Bell's Beer, and she went down the entire list of all that they're offering up there, and it sounds pretty good. But Bell's Beer, of course, the title sponsor of this race. Bayview puts it on, but you're a member of the Port Huron Yacht Club here in town, Grant. And one of the locals participating in this race. I believe you're on the boat called Rowdy, which is with one of our coworkers, right?
That I am, yep. This will be my second race on Rowdy. I did my first Port Huron to Mackinac race on Rowdy 5 years ago. And I'm looking forward to be back on the boat with a great crew of local guys.
There are a lot of local guys on that boat, and that's sounds like a fun time. What's it like being out there on the lake, Grant?
Oh, it's always an adventure, you know, with the varying weather conditions. You're kind of out there in the elements to kind of fend for yourself and try and get up to the island as fast as possible to the party.
One of the major points that we've been talking to everyone today about is the wind. Can you explain to us kind of how important the wind is, and what you're looking forward to or not looking forward to with this weather forecast tomorrow?
Yeah, well, with the light and variable conditions, it's really important to constantly be working everything on the boat to make sure you're going as fast as possible. And tomorrow is going to be a matter of getting up the lake in these light conditions, so staying on top of it and being competitive. So, you know, just kind of being aware of your surroundings and seeing how things play out.
Now, Grant, you're, again, on the boat Rowdy, which is in the One Design class, correct?
That it is, yep, the level 35s.
As we heard from Eric Peterson a little bit earlier this afternoon, he is one of your competitors. He's on Night Moves, and the unique thing about these One Design boats, and maybe you can explain that a little more, is that unlike other boats where it's handicapped, First one who crosses the line in the one design wins.
Yeah, so with a long distance race like this, it's great to have a one design class that allows us to, you know, if we can see the other boats, we know where we're at with them, and there's no, you know, getting involved with math and numbers to figure out where you are with time on time with boats.
No fudging of the numbers.
Yeah, I guess you could say. Mackinac Island joke for you there.
We're talking with Grant Moore here. He is on the Rowdy with one of our co-workers, Jason McLaic, and I think who else is on that boat?
We've got Jason McLaic, Tyson Connolly, both Max and Eric Schwanz. We've got Val Jr. and Val Sr., both owners of the fine yacht, Rowdy, as well as Tom Hislop and several other Port Huron, Marine City, Detroit area locals.
Tell us what you're going to be doing after the race.
We're going to be enjoying our time on the beautiful Mackinac Island and indulging in some delicious beverages provided by Bell's, I believe, Barefoot, and Tito's.
And then what? You're heading to Chicago, right?
I will be, yep. Getting back to town, getting a day of work in, and headed back down to Chicago to race on Fast Tango out of Bayview.
So two races in 2 weekends.
Yep.
That's pretty impressive. I wonder how many people do that.
There's quite a few. You know, when it takes a lot of time and effort to get these boats together to do these races, and so it's it makes it worthwhile.
So you're going to do the Mackinac race this weekend, Chicago race next weekend, and I'm sure you do other regattas and stuff throughout the year too.
Oh yeah, yep. We're always racing Wednesday nights and pretty much every weekend out here at Port Huron Yacht Club and all over the Great Lakes. It's a beautiful time of year to be sailboat racing, and there's no better way to enjoy the water.
You're one of the younger members of the Port Huron Yacht Club.
I am, yep. We're trying to get some others to join me, but it's a great opportunity to you know, be involved from my perspective with the sport and a local community that really comes together to really showcase the sport well.
Just a plug for the Yacht Club here. They do have their big party tonight. You mentioned that. I think you can still get tickets over at the Yacht Club for a discounted $10 price, and then they're going to go up if you buy them at the door tonight. So make sure you get your tickets for that Yacht Club party, because it's going to be a good one, isn't it?
That it will. It always is.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And then you'll be out at the starting line tomorrow morning.
That we will.
Grant, we wish you the best of luck and the rest of the crew of Rowdy. Just like we were talking earlier with Otto, you can follow all of these guys by going to bycmac.com. You can track them using the yellow brick GPS locator, and you can follow your favorite boats on their way up to the island here. Grant, we wish you the best of luck in the race. And we'll check in with you some other time here, at least this time next year for sure.
Great.
Thank you. That's Grant Moore speaking to us here as we broadcast live from downtown Port Huron. I am about done. I just have a few seconds left here. I'm going to turn things over to our own Dennis Stuckey, a Mackinac race veteran for at least 18 years, 20 years, something like that, 25 years. Wow. All right. Dennis Stuckey is the expert on all things Mackinac. He will be taking over here at 3 o'clock. I'm Caleb Gordon. Thanks for joining us with our dockside coverage, all brought to you by Ted Fitzgerald at Farm Bureau Insurance, Flagship Community Federal Credit Union, and the Port Huron Heart Associates. You can check out our podcast online if you missed any of our interviews, and join us tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, as we broadcast from the starting line in Lake Huron. From the West Quay Street parking lot, downtown Port Huron, I'm Caleb Gordon on 1380 WPHM.